None but the hungry heart. 8:16. Self-imposed burden. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5, verse 1. Few see and stand upon the fact that our history in Adam ended on the cross. Our past will plague us until we acknowledge that we are now clear of Adam and safely hidden in the risen Lord Jesus, newly born creations in him. One of the penalties of self-occupation is self-pity and corroding remorse. Regret for a sinful past will remain until we truly believe that for us in the Lord Jesus, that sinful past no longer exists. The man in Christ has only his past, and that is perfect and acceptable to the Father. In the Lord Jesus, he died, and in him he rose. And he is now seated in him within the circle of the Father's favoured ones. He is no longer angry with himself, because he is no longer self-regarding, but Christ-regarding. Hence there is no place for regret. The knowledge of our union with the Lord Jesus is what will deliver the believer from all that is low and feeble, and will lift him up to a life of joy and peace. To gaze upon our risen Lord in the Father's presence, to whom all things are subject, will transform us into heavenly Christians, dwelling all the day in the Father's presence. The believer shares the Lord Jesus' cross, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, Romans 6:6. His death, ye died, and your life is hid with Christ in God, Colossians 3:3. His burial, we were buried with him by baptism into death, Romans 6:4. His resurrection, as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we, Romans 6:4. His ascension made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 2:6. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1.